This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. An American diplomat has criticized the decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
In an internal memo, the top American diplomat in northern Syria criticized the Trump administration's sudden withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria. The memo, written by William Roebuck, was sent to the U.S. Special Envoy for Syria and several other officials who deal with Syria policy, according to two U.S. officials familiar with the matter. One of the officials described the memo, which was obtained and first revealed by the New York Times, as lengthy and harsh. Roebuck also wrote that the deployment of U.S. troops to protect oil fields in Kurdish-held areas would play into long-held beliefs in the Mideast that the U.S. is only interested in the region for its oil. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Germany to visit U.S. troops and meet German leaders. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Secretary of State Pompeo will visit five German cities, including one that's the home to a U.S. Army base where he served as a tank commander in the 1980s. In Berlin, he will deliver a speech which, according to the State Department, will highlight America's role in helping Eastern and Central Europe throw off the yoke of communism. He will start with a visit to the site of the attack on a synagogue in Halle, and then the city of Leipzig, where mass protests set the ball rolling, which led to the collapse of the Berlin Wall on November 9, 1989. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran has injected uranium gas into centrifuges deep inside its underground Fordow nuclear complex. Thursday's move is Tehran's most significant step away from its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. And British police say they have identified the 39 Vietnamese people found dead in a container truck October 23rd in southeastern Britain and have notified the families. You're listening to VOA News. A group of gunmen have attacked a large group of workers near a mine in the volatile West African nation of Burkina Faso. AP correspondent Krista Larson has more.
A convoy of employees working for a Canadian-owned gold mining company was traveling in eastern Burkina Faso when unknown gunmen opened fire, killing dozens of people according to a provisional toll. The gunmen not only riddled the vehicles with bullet holes, but they completely shattered the windows of the vehicles.
She says Burkina Faso has suffered a string of terror attacks, and this one could be the worst.
The country has significantly destabilized since 2015 as Islamic militants active in neighboring Mali and Niger are increasingly looking to this country as a refuge. We've seen two large-scale attacks in the capital in 2016 and 2017, but if the provisional toll holds, this will be the deadliest attack.
French police cleared two huge migrant tent camps in northern Paris on Thursday, and authorities have vowed to clear other camps a day after the government announced tighter immigration policies. Reuters' Emily Speichel has more.
Moved out and moved on. French police cleared two huge migrant tent camps in northern Paris Thursday, with authorities promising to clear other camps. The marching orders come a day after the government announced tighter immigration policies. Buses took away more than 1,600 people from an area where illegal refugees lived in tents under and around the flyovers of a busy Paris ring road. The migrants, mostly men from sub-Saharan Africa and some from the Middle East, were taken to gyms and other public venues in and around Paris, while excavators demolished makeshift shacks and picked up plastic chairs, mattresses and rubbish.
That's Reuters' Emily Speichel reporting. A former first lady is trying to energize voters ahead of next year's presidential election. AP correspondent Matt Small.
Michelle Obama, who co-chairs When We All Vote, says a roster of celebrities, including Selena Gomez and Kerry Washington, have also signed on as co-chairs of the national nonpartisan group that aims to boost voter participation in every election. The organization, which began last year, already counts stars like Lin-Manuel Miranda and Tom Hanks as co-chairs. I'm Matt Small.
An 89-year-old Holocaust survivor and member of the Italian legislature was placed under police protection Thursday after receiving hundreds of threats on social media. Liliane Segre, who was sent to the Auschwitz death camp at age 13 and was made senator for life in 2018, has been receiving as many as 20 threats a day. In response, she's called for the creation of a committee to combat hate, racism, and antisemitism. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.